ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिशान्तिशान्तिः। विभूत योगः, एस् ऐ सेड्, विभूत योगः, द वेरि वर्ड् विभूतिः, यु हेव् विद् भूतिः वेल्त् लक्ष्मी, आल् फार्म्स् आफ् वेल्त्, विभूतिः आल्सो वेल्त्, बट् विभूतिः मीन्स् ग्लोरी, महिमा. विभूतिः इस् अ स्त्रीलिङ्ग शब्द, फेमिनिन् जेंडर् वर्ड्, महिमा इस् अ मास्कुलिन् जेंडर् वर्ड् आल्सो. नौ सो वी हेव् भगवान्स् विभूति मीन्स् anything existence itself is Bhagavan's glory. Existence of anything itself is possible because of the blessing of Bhagavan. So existence of reality is the existence of the universe, just as existence of water is existence of the ocean. There's no such thing called ocean which has independent existence outside of the water. Similarly, existence of Bhagavan is existence of the whole cosmos. All the elements and the elementals, living, non-living things, enjoy existence of Bhagavan only. They don't have existence of their own. Therefore, we say, is what everything is, Bhagavan's vibhuti. Existence itself is Bhagavan's glory. Now, here apart, therefore, specifically, certain things are said to be Bhagavan's vibhutis. So, we've been seeing that now. So, we have seen last week, वृष्णीनां वासुदेवः अस्मि, दण्डो दमयतामस्मि, नीतिरस्मि जिगीषताम्, मौनं चैवास्मि गुह्यानां, ज्ञानं ज्ञानवतामहम्, दण्डो दमयतामस्मि, नीतिरस्मि जिगीषताम्, मौनं चैवास्मि गुह्यानां, ज्ञानं ज्ञानवतामहम्. सो भगवान् सेस् दमयताम् अहं दण्डः अस्मि. यु विल् बि वेरि हेपि टु नो दण्डयति, सारि दमयति इस् अ वर्ब्, दमयति, दमयति पनिशस् आर् कण्ट्रोल्स्, दमयति कण्ट्रोल्स् पनिशस्. And Damayan is the one who controls, one who punishes. Damayan, like that, Damayantam, like that, we can declare it. Possessive plural is what? Damayatam. Damayatam aham dandaha asmi. So dandaha literally means a stick or a rod is dandaha. Or punishment is also called dandaha. So danda, say, damayatam, of those people who punish, among of those people who punish, I am the very, you can say punishment, I am the rod of the people who punish, punishers. Okay, damayatam aham dandaha asmi. So dandaha, you can see visargaha, preceded by short takara, followed by a soft consonant, therefore dando. दमयताम् अहम् दण्डः अस्मि. देन् जिगीषताम् अहम् नीतिः अस्मि. ओके, वेरि इण्ट्रेस्टिङ्ग् वर्ब् जिगीषताम्. यु नो, जेतुम् इच्छा जिगीषा, जेतुम् टु विन्, इट्स् ए डेसिडरेटिव् वर्ड्. जयति विन्स्, जेतुम् टु विन्, जेतुम् इच्छा जिगीषा. Desire to win is called Jigisha. And Jigishuhu means the one who wants to win. The one who wants to win is called Jigishuhu. Therefore, Jigishatam, or you can say Jigishate, Jigishati. Jigishati means what? Wants to win. It's a desiderative verb. Jigishati. Jigishati wants to win. ஜேதும் இச்சதி ஜிகீஷதி. சோ ஜிகீஷன், one who is desirous of winning, jigishatam of those people who are desirous of winning, who want to be victorious. Jigishatam, vetri vara virumbuvargalil, of those people who want to be victorious, I am the neetihi. Beautiful word, okay? Neetihi literally means justice. Neetihi, I am diplomacy. And the diplomacy of those who want to be victorious. So diplomacy, not simply in wrong sense, diplomacy in conformity with dharma. That's why niti, very justice. Then, maunam chaivasmi guhyanam. See, guhyam, see, very interesting. There's a root guhati. Guhati means hides, covers. Guhyam, that which is hidden. That which is prevented from being seen is called a secret. Guhyam. So guhyanam, of all the secrets, guhyanam, aham maunam. Mean what? I am silence. Silence of those who are secretive. Although among the secrets, I am the silence. And the silence of the secrets. Among the secrets, people are secrets. Jnanavatam aham jnanam asmi. Jnanavan. Jnanam, knowledge. Knowledgeable is jnanavan. Again, Takaranda Shabda. Therefore, Jnanavatam, of those people who have Jnanam, Jnanavatam, of the wise people, I am the very wisdom, I am the knowledge of the knowledgeable. See, why it is said to be Vibhuti? There cannot be Jnanavan without Jnanam. There cannot be Jigishan without the Niti. There cannot be punisher without the punishing instrument. There cannot be even jnanavan without jnanam, which means that which enables a person to be what he is because of Bhagavan's blessing in our very existence. Therefore, he says, anything which makes a person, whatever he is, that is, Bhagavan is in the form of that which makes the person to be what he is. It is looked upon as Bhagavan's Vibhuti. Okay. Now, so then, aham damayatam dandaha asmi. Who is the one who punishes? Who is the one who rules? The ruler, punisher, the controller is always a person who wants to discipline. The one who follows, the person who is disciplined alone can be a disciplinarian. A disciplined person who wants to discipline others becomes the disciplinarian. Okay? It means who wants to maintain the order, who does not allow others to transgress the order rule, is called Damayaha, Damayan Purushaha. So Damayan. So of those people, I am the very, what makes a person a punisher? In fact, what he has, the power he has of punishment. So here, I am aham dandaha. I am the very rod which is used for punishing. And the rod of punishment. Bhagavan says, it is not possible for a damayan purushaha to bring about the discipline. To discipline others, to control others, he needs to have something to punish, to discipline people. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I am the very discipline, I am the very rod of discipline, rod of disciplining of those people who are disciplinarians. Okay, next. Neetihi asmi jigishatam. Neetihi asmi jigishatam. So those people who want to be victorious, I am the Neetihi. So Neetihi means every ruler, every king, every leader, every lord, every boss is the one who wants to be victorious. And for him, the important thing is what? Neeti. So Neetihi, the diplomacy which does not transgress, which is not against dharma, is what? Neeti here. And what that one can make a person become successful, accomplisher. Am Neetihi. The Maunam Chaivasmi Guhyanam. If you take, okay, anything unrevealed is a secret. Unrevealed is a secret. Therefore, here the Maunam means the silence. Silence is the nature of the very reality also. Bhagavan's Rup means silence. One who does not speak, but all speeches, all speakers, all spoken are Bhagavan. Therefore, and the silence is Swarupam. In fact, unrevealed is secret means, of all the unrevealed secrets, you know, silence is the greatest of the secrets. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I am the very silence among all these secrets. The greatest of the secrets is silence. Okay, how do you know that? In fact, if you utter Omkaraha, Akara stands for words. Akara stands for the words pertaining to the objects of the waking world. Ukara stands for the words pertaining to the objects of the dream world. And Makara also stands for the words, unmanifest words, which remain words denoting the forms which remain unmanifest. Even that words are there. Whereas after Makara, there is silence. That silence stands for what? Pure knowledge. Pure knowledge is very interesting. I think today also I did a class here. Pure knowledge, pure consciousness is Ishvara, where Maya is. Maya means what? Unmanifest. What is unmanifest? Unmanifest knowledge, unmanifest power of knowing. The unmanifest, what is there? The entire world can be reduced to two words, form and name. The entire world can be reduced to just the two words, form and name. Form and name can be reduced to what? Word and its meaning. Name is a word, form is a meaning. Name and form can be reduced to word and its meaning. The word and its meaning remain unmanifest in the so unmanifest word and meaning is indicated by Makara. Okay? And after Makara, there is silence, which is the pure consciousness. That is the ever unrevealed. Because conscious, the silence, the nature of reality is never an object of word, revealed. Never revealed, never becomes revealed, it means never becomes uttered by any, through any word, because non-revealable, that is. Therefore, Krishna says, I'm the Maunam. I'm the silence of all secrets, unrevealed things. Then, Jnanam Jnanavatam Asmi. Among all the intelligent people, wise people, knowledgeable people, I'm the very knowledge. That's why, in fact, any wise person is bowed to, actually the namaskara offered to wise person is actually to the knowledge. And that knowledge is Bhagavan. Okay? We bow to somebody whom you bow to respectfully. And because of the person, you bow to the respect the person deserves. And that respectability of the person belongs to Bhagavan. Therefore, Bhagavan says, I am the very Jnanam. ஓகே. யச்சாபி சர்வபூதானாம் பீஜம் ததஹம் அர்ஜுன. யச்சாபி சர்வபூதானாம் பீஜம் ததஹம் அர்ஜுன. நததஸ்தி விநாயத் ஸ்யாத் மயா பூதம் சராசரம். நததஸ்தி விநாயத் ஸ்யாத் மயா பூதம் சராசரம். யச்சாபி சர்வபூதானாம் பீஜம் ததஹம் அர்ஜுன. நததஸ்தி விநாயத் ஸ்யாத் மயா பூதம் சராசரம். சோ பகவான் இஸ் அட்ரஸிங் அர்ஜுனா. ஹே அர்ஜுனா, தத் அஹம். தத் அஹம் மீன்ஸ் ஐ எம் தட். வாட் இஸ் தட்? இஸ் இஸ் சர்வ பூதானாம் யத் பீஜம் அஸ்தி. யதபி யத் யச்சாபி, இஃப் யூ பிரேக் இட், யத் ச அபி, யத் ச அபி யச்சாபி பிகம்ஸ் யத் ச அபி தென் யச்சாபி. கேட்டு ஒர்க் அவுட் சந்தி யத் சா அபி யச்சாபி. சோ தட் விச் இஸ் தி சீட் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ் சர்வபூதானாம் யத் பீஜம் அபி அஸ்தி தது அஹ ததபி அஹம். சர்வபூதானாம் யத் பீஜம் அஸ் பீஜம் அஸ் பீஜம் தத் அபி அஹம் அர்ஜுன. ஹே அர்ஜுனா, ஐ எம் தி சீட், ஐ எம் தட் சீட் ஆஃப் ஆல் பீயிங்ஸ். சர்வபூதானாம் யத் பீஜம் அஸ்தி ததபி அஹம், தட் ஆல்சோ ஐ ஆம், ஐ ஆம் த சீட் ஆஃப் ஆல் தி பீயிங்ஸ். ந ததஸ்தி வினா யத் ஸ்யாத் மயா பூதம் சராச்சரம். சோ சராச்சரம் எதஸ்தி தது ந. ஓகே, அண்ட் வித்தவுட் தட் சீட் வாட் எவர் இஸ் திஸ் என்டையர் யூனிவர்ஸ் ஆஃப் மொபைல் அண்ட் இம்மொபைல் பீயிங்ஸ். ஓகே, சர அச்சரம். சோ சராச்சரம் சர மொபைல், அச்சர இம்மொபைல். சோ சராச்சரம் தி வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் மொபைல் இம்மொபைல் பீயிங்ஸ், the world of sentient insentient beings, the world of living non living things, the world of moving stationary of beings. No, nasyat, nasyat, cannot, cannot be. The world of living and non living things cannot be, mobile immobile beings cannot be. Vinayat, without which seed. ஓகே, மயாபூதம் சராச்சர, மயாபூதம். சோ வினா சே மயா வினா. ஓகே, மயா வை மயா வினா, வினா ஷுட் கோ வித் தேர்ட் கேஸ். மயா வினா வித்தவுட் மீ கேன் சே மாம் வினா ஆல்சோ கரெக்ட். மாம் வினா, மயா வினா, மஹ்யம் வினா, ஆல் தி எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் ஆர் கரெக்ட். மயா வினா வித்தவுட் மீ, தேன வினா வித்தவுட் ஹிம், தயா வினா வித்தவுட் ஹர், மயா வினா வித்தவுட் மீ, மயா வினா மயா சக வித் மீ அலாங் வித் மீ, மயா வினா வித்தவுட் மீ, வித்தவுட் மீ. ஓகே, தது ந அஸ் சதாச்சரம் தது ந அஸ்தி. Without which the universe cannot be without me. Yad yad characharam asti tadasti, yad characharam tadasti, yad bhutam asti, tad maya vina nasyat. That universe of mobile and immobile beings which is now there, which enjoys existence, cannot be without me. Maya vina yad characharam bhutam tad nasyat. So now here Bhagavan here has now presented a big list of his glories. In fact, Bhagavan's glories are immeasurable, innumerable, uncountable, countless, as vast as universe. How glorious Bhagavan is! Bhagavan's glories are as vast as the universe. But still Bhagavan has given a big, even now what he has given here is a big list of his glories. It is nothing. So Bhagavan has given a big list of his glories. And Bhagavan says, finally, I am the very seed. Seed means what? Seed stands for Bhagavan is both the intelligent cause and the material cause of the entire universe. Seed stands for the material cause. Seed undergoes a change to become a big tree. Like that, Bhagavan, the material cause of the universe, which alone is material cause, always is there as the substance. Like the clay is the substance of the pot. What is the substance of devotion? Bhagavan is non-separate from the universe. Bhagavan as the material cause is inseparably non-separate, okay, as non-separate from the universe. Bhagavan is in the form of the whole universe. But Bhagavan is saying, Bhagavan is the very seed of this entire universe, means Bhagavan is the upadana karanam of this jagat. Okay, not only that, so it means cause is always inherent in the effect. So Bhagavan is very much inseparably present in this universe. You mean that is why Bhagavan says, without me, without clay, pot will lose its existence. Without gold, ornament will lose its existence. And without Bhagavan in the form of material cause of the universe, Bhagavan being the only Satta. Satta means the existence of the whole universe. The universe also will lose its status of being existent without Bhagavan. It cannot even enjoy existence. That's why he says, Maya vina yad characharam bhutam syat tad nasyat. Maya vina nasyat. Whatever is the world of objects here, in the form of mobile and living, immobile, living and non-living things is here, that world will not be, cannot exist at all independently without my being there as the very material cause, as its source of existence. Okay. Nantosti mama divyanam. Nantosti mama divyanam. Vibhotinam parantapa. Vibhotinam parantapa. Yeshatu deshatav proktaha. Vibhotervistaromaya. Yeshatu deshatav proktaha. Vibhotervistaromaya. Nantosti mama divyanam. Vibhutinam parantapa. Yeshatu deshatav proktaha. Vibhuter vistaromaya. It says, na antaha asti. Na antaha nantaha. Nantaha asti nantosti. Puru rupa sandhihi. You must make a note. Visarga sandhi, then puru rupa sandhi. Na antaha asti means antaha nasti. Put the na with the asti. Antaha nasti. There is no end. There is no end. There is no limit. Antaha means limit. Antaha means end. There is no end. There is no limit. Of what? Mama divyanam. Divyanam. Vibhutinam. Antaha nasti. There is no limit. There is no end of the divine glories. Whose glories? My glories. For mama. Mama. Divyana vibhotinam antaha nasti. If you break it simple sentence. Divyanam vibhotinam. So divyam adjective of vibhutis. there is no limit or end of my glories. Mama vibhutinam, there is no limit of my glories. But kidrushanam vibhutinam, it says divyanam, every glory is a divine glory. Why divine glory? Because any glory which is subject to perish, Bhagavan's glory is everlasting. So divyam vibhuti. So the glories pertaining to the material world will be time bound, perishable. It's imperishable, everlasting, because it is all based on everlasting truth of knowledge. Therefore, divyanam vibhutinam antaha nasti. There's no end for my divine glories. Hey Parantapa, O scorcher of enemies. Paraha means enemy here. The word paraha means supreme, exalted, exalted, the best. We have paraha. But paraha also means enemy. So parantapaha means scorcher of enemies. Oh, scorcher of enemies, Arjuna. There's no limit of my divine glories. Yeshahattu uddeshataha proktaha. Okay, vibhutehe vistaraha maya. So this vibhutehe vistaraha. Vibhutehe vistaraha means elaboration. Elaboration of my glories. Vibhutehe vistaraha. Elaboration of my glories has been revealed, has been presented. Uddeshataha. Uddeshaha means purpose. Uddeshataha, purposely only. Uddeshataha proktaha. We can say that way. Otherwise, uddeshataha. Uddeshaha, illustration. Uddeshataha as an illustration. So the elaboration of my glories has been presented by me as an illustration. So here in this verse, that means Bhagavan has concluded his presentation of his glories. The word Bhagavan says, now I have revealed these glories to you, which are all divine glories. In fact, there's no limit, there's no end to any of my divine glories. I can keep on saying, but I'm stopping. But this also has been, now this elaboration of glory, what I presented here, presented as an illustration. What now? Just for you to understand. It's like, suppose somebody cooks the food, please check whether salt is enough or not. More, you want more sweet, more salt or more sugar, you want it to check. Similarly, here also Bhagavan gives some, please check my salt is enough or not. Okay? Like that. Bhagavan presents his glories for us to understand little bit, to taste his glories. Okay. Sometimes people give little bit to taste first. Bhagavan presents his glories for us to taste. Oh, very nice. Then you can taste more. Okay. Bhagavan says, I'm presenting a list of my glories. Vistaraha. Okay. Vibhutehe vistaraha maya proktaha. Past. Passive voice sentence. But it's a tapratyanta, not regular past tense. So the glories, the elaboration of my glories has been presented here, mentioned here. Uddeshataha means as illustration. So that what, if you are more interested, you can try to know more, find more. So it's given as a sample for you to understand.
Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam shri madurjitam eva va. Yad yad vibhuti mat sattvam श्रीमदुर्जितमेव वा तत्तदेवावगच्छत्वम् मम तेजोंश सम्भवम् तत्तदेवावगच्छत्वम् तत्तदेवावगच्छत्वम् मम तेजोंश सम्भवम् यद्यद्विभोति मत्सत्त्वम् श्रीमदुर्जितमेव च श्रीमदुर्जितमेव वा तत्तदेवावगच्छत्वम् मम तेजोंश सम्भवम्.
So he says, यद्यद् विभूतिमत् सत्त्वम् श्रीमत् श्रीमत् ऊर्जितमेव वा तत्तद् एव अवगच्छत्वम् मम तेज तेज अंश सम्भवम् तेजोंश सम्भवम्. Here also तेजस् is the word, तेजस् अंश okay becomes what तेजोंश. If sakara goes, okara comes, then purvaprasanga takes place. Tejomsha sambhavam.
So he says, Krishna says, yadyad sattvam. So sattvam means an existent thing or a being. It's called sattvam.
Yadyad sattvam asti. Asti you have to supply. Yadyad sattvam asti means whatever object is here. Anything, whatever is here, enjoying the status of being an existent. Whatever is here in this world, as part of the world, enjoying the status of being an existent is what? Yadyat sattvam. Okay? That, not only this, Krishna finally says, whatever enjoys existence here, whatever is here as an existent object, that vibhutimat. Vibhutihi means glory. Vibhutimat means glorious. That which has the glory. Like how Bhaktimat is the one who has Bhakti. Buddhimat is the one who has Buddhi. Like the Vibhutimat, that which has the glory. So every existing thing in the world has what? Glory. Every existent thing is glorious. Why? It is Bhagavan's Vibhuti. Every object which is here is glorious because everything is Bhagavan's Vibhuti. Therefore, because existence enjoyed by every object is Bhagavan only. So Bhagavan's, the existence itself is Bhagavan's glory. Therefore, every existent thing becomes what? Highly glorious, vibhutimat. Yadyat sattvam tat vibhutimat. Whatever is here is vibhutimat, is glorious. Not only that, Srimat. Srimat means what? Which is also prosperous, rich. Anything which is existent in the world is vibhutimat, first qualification. It has a glory, glorious. Srimat, it has the beauty, it has the riches. Srimat has riches. Riches of what? Riches of existence. Then urjitam. Srimat urjitam. Urjitam is what now? Urjas. Urjitam means powered. Okay? It means powerful. Strengthened. Powerful. Everything, anything and everything is existent here. Having Bhagavan's glory is what? Is glorious. Therefore it has riches. It has power. Urjitam, powerful. Rich and powerful. Urjitam eva. Tat tad eva tvam avagaccha. Tvam avagaccha. Arjuna, may you have to see this fact. Avagaccha means what? Carefully make a note. Carefully recognize this fact. It's very subtle. Now, everybody cannot understand this. You must be subtle enough to appreciate this fact. May you appreciate, may you recognize this. What is that? Everything which is existent here is Bhaktimat, Ubhutimat, Srimat, Urjitam. Everything here is powerful. Everything here is rich, has riches. Everything is glorious. Because everything enjoys existence.
Bhagavan is there as the existence of everything. May you recognize tad tad eva. May you recognize all that, okay, as what? Mama teja amsha sambhavam. Tejaha means what? My energy, my splendor, my radiance. Amsha teja means what? Mama tejaha means my radiance, my splendor. Tejomshaha, we can say that aspect, radiance of my aspect is mama tejomshaha. Sambhavam, may understand every, may you be subtle enough to appreciate the fact of that everything being born of, sambhavam means born, everything has originated out of the as my divine radiant aspect. We born out of my own radiant aspect or splendor aspect, my own splendor. Okay. So here, yad yad asti tat sarvam vibhootimat srimat urjitam iti avagaccha tvam avagaccha. Because everything is born out of my own splendor. Mama teja amsha tejomsha sambhavam. Mama tejomsha sambhavam. Sambhavam means that which has originated. May you understand everything that is here to be born of my own splendor, aspect of my splendor, my radiance, which means everything which is enjoying existence here is glorious because it enjoys my existence. Everything which enjoys existence enjoys Bhagavan's existence. Therefore, everything is vibhootimat shrimat urjitam. See, whatever objects you see here in this creation, whether elements or elementals, living beings, non-living things, mobile beings, non-immobile beings, everything which you see, everything is actually has its own beauty, its own glory, its own wonderful thing. Which means, why? Because the existence enjoyed by every form and name is actually existence of Bhagavan. We do not see Bhagavan through your physical eyes. When you see every existent form, name and function, you are seeing the existence enjoyed by all of them as Bhagavan. That is why everything is what? For us it is a wonderful thing. Every object here is wonderful. Every object here is glorious. And everything has its own beauty. Srimat means also beauty. Everything is beautiful here. Its own beauty. Everything has its own beauty. You need a subtle mind to appreciate the beauty of it. A divinity of it. Okay? Glory of it. Therefore, Bhagavan says here, the whole Jagat is Bhagavan. The whole Jagat is world of wonders. World of wonderful objects. World of glorious things. The whole world is, you know, objects having their own beauty. And everything here is powerful because everything has Bhagavan in the form of existence. Okay. And may you appreciate that, understand that, Arjuna, that is my vibhuti. Okay, only when you appreciate this fact of everything being Bhagavan's vibhuti, then it is possible for us to have a worshipful attitude towards everything also. naturally the reverence also possible towards everything. Okay, I'm moving on to next verse. Athava bahunaitena kim jnatena tava arjuna. Athava bahunaitena kim jnatena tava arjuna. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekamshena sthito jagat. Athava bahunaitena kim jnatena tava arjuna. Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekamshena sthito jagat.
Bhagavan says, what is to be learned finally by seeing the whole jagat? You see the world always because you are part of the world here. And you are blessed with the capacity to see, the know, understand, enjoy everything. You are here as an enjoyer and the whole world is here for your enjoyment and perception, objectification, knowledge. But everything here, what is it? You simply seeing the objects, we see the objects. We only appreciate the beauty and the glory of the forms and names. We must be able to appreciate the substance, the content of every form and name. Finally, if you reduce, what we had to come and stop at one point where you cannot reduce an object to anything anymore. That non-reducible point of every object, this is what actual substance is. Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the original substance of every form and name. Okay, every form and name, every word and its meaning. When Vedantic context, a form should be seen as the meaning, name should be seen as the word. The actual content, the substance of every word and its meaning is the Bhagavan in the form of knowledge. Bhagavan, who is of the nature of knowledge alone, is in the form of existence of everything, act substance of everything here. And appreciation of that is called what? Seeing everything as Vibhutimat. Everything is Vibhutimat. Everything is Srimat. Everything is Urjitam. In Drik Rishi Veka, he says, Asti Bhati Priyam. Every object enjoys existence. Every object has what? It's also object of knowledge. It's a knowledge aspect. And every object has what? Lovability. Asti Bhati Priyam. Therefore, every object enjoys all three satyam, jnanam, anantam aspect of Bhagavan. We must be able to appreciate it. Then you can see how everything is glorious. Everything is its own beauty. Everything is really powerful. And appreciation of Bhagavan in our existence of everything is what appreciating Bhagavan's vibhuti is. The whole jagat is world of wonders. Not only one few wonders, the whole jagat is wonderful objects. Suppose you fail to see that, what is the use? Bhagavan says, athava, otherwise, if you're not able to appreciate this subtle fact of everything being Bhagavan's vibhuti, bahuna yetena jnatena kim tava. Bahuna jnatena kim. Bahuna, yetena bahuna, kim. What is the use of, what is the use of knowing all these here which are existent? I know this is, I know that is. You know this is, you know that is. But have you ever appreciated everything being Bhagavan's vibhuti? Which means you have not seen the substance. You only superficially appreciate, enjoy the forms and names. Non-substantial forms and names. That's okay. But gradually, you must be subtle enough to appreciate the content of forms and names. Otherwise, without being able to appreciate the content of the substance of these forms and names, simply appreciating the forms and names is of no use. Bhagavan says, that's what he means. Bahuna jnatena, etena bahuna jnatena kim.
What is the use of simply knowing the glories of forms and names without knowing, understanding the content of forms and names being Bhagavan? Vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekamshenasthito jagat. So Vishtabhyami, Vishtabhya aham, aham idam kritsnam Vishtabhya. Aham idam kritsnam jagat Vishtabhya eka amshena sthitaha asmi. Asmi you can add. So aham asmi, aham sthito asmi, sthitaha asmi. What now? I remain. How do I remain? Vishtabhya. I remain supporting Vishtabhya. I remain having supported. I remain supporting. What idam kritsnam jagat? I remain supporting this entire universe, entire cosmos. I aham sthitaha. I remain. How Vishtabhya supporting? Supporting what? Idam kritsnam jagat? This entire universe. How do I support? Eka amshena. Eka amshena means only with the portion of mine, only with the one aspect of mine. In fact, total knowledge is not manifest. You know that? The Bhagavan's only one part of Bhagavan manifests alone is this universe. One part of knowledge manifests is this universe. Okay? We don't have the knowledge of the total. The whole cosmos, what we have is only manifestation of one aspect of Bhagavan. It's not a kamsha. So Bhagavan says, with my one portion of manifestation alone, I remain here lending existence to this entire form, world of forms and names. Okay, I remain supporting this world of objects. Idam kritsnam jagat vishtabhya aham sthitaha asmi. Therefore, I am here supporting this entire universe. How? Lending existence to them. How do I lend existence? Remaining in the form of very substance, the content of every object here, every form and name. If I am the content, I am the substance, what about the world then? It is experienced. The world that is experienced through self-perception, through description, through conception is only just a world which can be reduced to two words, name and its word and its meaning. Beautiful. The whole world can be reduced to two words, word and its meaning. Which means form and name, non-substantial form and name. Which means Bhagavan is the actual content. If you say ocean is what? Ocean is a word. It has a meaning for that word. And that word and its meaning is what? Nama Rupam. The form is the meaning of the word Nama, ocean. They both are non-substantial. Okay? Minus water. Like that, water is the substance of the word and its meaning, ocean. Gold, the substance of the word and its meaning, ornament. Wood, the substance of the word and its meaning, furniture. Like that, Bhagavan, in the form of pure knowledge, is the only substance of, substance which lends existence of all the forms and names which can be reduced to words and their meanings. Therefore, Bhagavan, how is Bhagavan? Supporting. Bhagavan is the Adhara. Vishtabhya idam sarvam jagat vishtabhya aham sthitaha asmi. Aham sthitaha. Therefore, everything which enjoys here what? Everything is vibhautimat. Everything is powerful, urjitam. Everything enjoys its own beauty. Rich. What makes it rich is its content. The content is Bhagavan.
If unless you appreciate this fact, Arjuna, what is the use of knowing anything? Ki etena bahuna jnatena kim, by okay, what is the use of having understood anything else? So much you have understood. If you are not able to appreciate this subtlest fact. Athava bahu et bahuna etena jnatena kim prayojanam tava, for you. What is there for you, Arjuna, by knowing all this? Why? Aham idam kritsnam jagat ekamshena vishtabhya sthitaha. Okay. Om Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om. Athava bahunai tena kim jnatena tavarjuna vishtabhyahamidam kritsnam ekamshena sthito jagat. Om Tat Sat Iti Srimad Bhagavad Gita Su Upanishad Su Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Shri Krishna Arjuna Sambade Vibhuti Yogo Nama Dashamodhyayaha. Dashamaha Adhyayaha Dashamodhyayaha. Visarga Sandhi, Pururupa Sandhi, note. Okay.